it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is The Bird Show.
This really could not have worked out any better for Wendy.
I got stuck with the perfect partner.
You really did, man. A Latin dance instructor.
Oh, poor Wendy. What a victim you are.
It's really tough.
That must really suck.
Every day going in there for hours.
Good morning, Antonio.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
There it is.
There it is.
What a cliche.
It's a beautiful thing.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I'm loving this.
Yeah, how's she doing so far? Because you started from scratch a couple days ago.
Yeah, well, I'm doing good. I don't know exactly how she's doing. No, she's doing a really good job. I mean, she's putting a lot of hours into this. I mean, we're practicing, what, like 2-3 hours a day? Mm-hmm. And she's just listening to me, everything I have to say, like, mm-hmm. you know, straining your leg, hips out, whatever.
I don't know it's if just I'm a million things. Well.
You know what I was just thinking as I'm listening to his accent? You know what? Yeah, because I'm doing Rosetta Stone right now to learn Spanish.
Uh-huh.
The truth is, I don't want to learn Spanish. I want to learn how to speak English with that accent.
That's right.
So if Rosetta Stone could put together four that's Americans funny. Just so you can sound like you're from Latin America, that's where the real money is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's really tough to take that. Instruction from that accent every single day. It's just grueling
such
in a process.
Life.
Right, poor thing.
I know, but this whole thing started when I made a challenge last week against Kate Gosselin, who did a jive, and she had to learn it in 5 days. So I made the challenge that I could learn it in the same amount of time and do a heck of a lot better than Kate Gosselin could ever do it.
Because you thought she really sucked that night.
She did not do great. I mean, Antonio's watched the video. She did not do superb.
Is she as bad as Wendy says she is?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes. I have to admit it.
She's I almost bad. Wonder if she knows, like if she had a talk with her handlers or whatever, and she knew that she couldn't dance, so they told her, well, then you know what? If you're going to be bad, be the worst bad you can be.
Really, mm-hmm. really bad? I don't mm-hmm. know. I think she's just naturally really bad at it.
And she's got a crappy attitude about it, you said too,
yeah.
right?
A horrible yeah. attitude about it. I mean, at least go in there with a little bit of effort and trying. And I understand the frustration now that comes with not getting the steps, because I think I get more frustrated at myself because I can't understand, because I have never danced mm-hmm. before.
Does How Wendy does... have any rhythm?
Yeah, she has rhythm. She can hear the music and dance with it. Mm-hmm. But what I was going to say is that, in all fairness to Kate, you know, for somebody that have never danced before, this is a routine that we usually teach to our students in like 50 lessons, spreading like 20 weeks, 30 weeks. And for them to learn it in 5 days, somebody that have never danced before, it's really, really difficult. Now, it is even more difficult for the dance instructor to dance with somebody that has a really bad attitude like mm-hmm. her. You know, mm-hmm. we understand as professional dancers that, you know, there are going to be challenges. You're going to get frustrated. It's going to be hard. But just be open about it, enjoy the journey, because that's what it's all about. But
you are going to be frustrated. It is going to be hard.
Oh, what
I like that.
How is
well, you started off strong, but then it kind of trailed into like
you're going to be frustrated,
drunk.
Yeah.
How is Wendy's attitude?
No, she's great. She really is great. I mean,
seriously,
I can
so
tell
you can tell us how's Wendy's attitude?
It's good. I mean, it's really hard even to tell. Sometimes she's just really quiet and she's just listening to me. And
you haven't wanted to walk out like Kate's dance
no,
instructor.
No. Well, she better not. If she walks out, I'll be like, I'm done with you. I don't have
out.
Any producers asking me to come back because I have a concert. I don't.
When you're watching Dancing with the Stars, I mean, from the outside looking in at the instructors, they all are great, right? But if you're in that industry, do you think, are they really good instructors on that show?
Yes.
They're very good dancers.
Yes. Some of the instructors you have there are U.S. champions. They're like being all over the world. Those are really good people.
Mm-hmm. Really good people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, when did you start dancing? What's your history with dance?
Well, really, I started dancing when I was a kid. I'm a Latin man, so I pretty much came out of the womb dancing just because social dancing is such a big part of my culture.
Sure.
But when I came to the U.S. about 7 years ago, that's when I started dancing professionally in a dance studio.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much how I did.
And is that why you came to the U.S.? Because you're like, I'm going to go to the U.S. and teach them rhythm.
Look at those Americans. Yeah, they're well, so cute.
No, you can be a bad dancer in South America and come to the United States and open a dance studio.
No, not really. That's not why I came to America. The reasons why I came here are very, very different. But dancing was always something I wanted to do. I watched this movie when I was a kid called Dance With Me with Cheyenne and Vanessa Williams. And I loved and I knew that moment that that's what I wanted to do. And I was blessed. I had that opportunity to do that here. So
now you've got just a couple days left with her. I mean, at this point, how many hours a day are you going to have to work with her to have this thing down by Friday night?
Well, we're scheduled for 2 o'clock to 2 or 3 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try to squeeze as many hours as possible. I asked her to come back later on today again at 7, and we have to get it done.
Yeah, we're doing 2 lessons today.
Oh, really? And your feet are already jacked up, dude. Oh, now you got to do this twice today?
Poor Antonio's got to look at my jacked up feet like every rehearsal. And, I mean, I don't know why I need
I think
to impress
a dance
Antonio
would
all
love
the time.
That.
I always have to impress Antonio. So I don't want him to touch me when I'm sweating. I'm like,
yes,
my feet
do.
Are bleeding. Well, I want him to touch me, but not when I'm sweating.
We did a really good exercise yesterday about touching and finding the muscle and all that. So she was blushing. I'm like, don't be like that. You know, this is okay. We're supposed to touch each other.
I'm way too inappropriate right now for this activity. I gotta go get some water.
So this is happening on either you guys are dancing or having sex on Friday night, right?
Yeah.
We are dancing on Friday night at Daza Dance up in Alpharetta off near Johns Creek.
And anybody can come and see you, right?
Anybody can come on Friday night.
Yeah, we need you guys to actually come out and see her because this is part of sort of the bet is that, I mean, Kate Gosselin had to do this in front of millions of people. So if we're trying to even the playing field, then Wendy should at least have to do it in front of a couple of dozen people for the first time. So where
There's
exactly is the studio?
That show up at Daza Dance.
No. Yeah, we have about 100 people that shows up every Friday.
Okay.
But we are located right on Old Alabama Road off of Exit 7 on Holcomb Bridge.
Now you say it, Bert.
100 people?
Yeah. We usually have between 80 and 100 people that shows up to our parties every Friday.
It should be more than that this Friday. Since
absolutely. You know, we should have at least 300 people there.
Ooh.
Just to...
See, I was expecting maybe like 2 dozen, like 20. I didn't think it was 100.
100 people, man.
Hey, are we filming your rehearsal today for the website?
Yeah, we're coming up today. So
yay! Great. I'm so proud of you, Wendy. I think that's really cool.
It's
and I'm you seem fun. To have a confidence about you from doing this.
I mean, I'm having so much fun learning it. I mean, it's something different that I've never done, and I'll probably continue doing after this whole process, but. I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Here's TC. Hey, TC, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Okay,
hey.
Sir, how are you?
I know that you're focusing on dance, but I just want to rent Antonio's voice.
I know.
It's awesome. Why do you need Antonio's when you can have Bert?
Holcomb Bridge Road. Holcomb. Say Holcomb Bridge Road.
Holcomb Bridge.
Holcomb Bridge.
You see that? You can say anything, and women are going to fall all over the place. I just want to rent it just for a little while.
Why don't you just have
your accent's a little further
it's
east.
It's a little eastern block, isn't it?
This is The Bert Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.